Masechet Holin Perek Bet Mishnah Heh. This Mishnah will concern the laws of Tum'ah and Tahara. A food cannot become Tameh unless it's been primed first by contact with liquid. It has to get wet. It can become wet with one of seven liquids, where if a food gets in touch with those liquids, it has the ability to become Tameh afterwards. Yirashe Tevot are Yad Shahat Dam. Yad Yur Dalet is Yayin Devash. Shahat, shin het, tet, shemen, halav, tal, oil, milk, and dew, and then dam, dalad mem, is blood, or mayim, water. If any of these liquids touch something, they're now capable of becoming tameh, even after they dried up. Meat is usually primed for this ability to become tameh by becoming wet with the blood that comes out of the neck after shehaita. The Mishnah here will talk about a case where shehaita happened and no blood came out of the animal. We'll first talk about if the animal is allowed to be eaten or not, and then with the question of whether it could become tameh. Mishnah says, Hashohet behema hayave of. If somebody slaughters a animal, a wild animal, or a beast, a behema is a domesticated animal, and a haya is a wild animal. All animals are divided into these two groups. A behema, a domesticated animal, like cattle, sheep, goats, and a haya, wild animals like deer and antelope. Velo yatza mehen dam, and blood did not come out of these animals. Kesherim, they're kosher. The meat can be eaten. We don't say that since there's no blood, maybe the animal died on its own before the shehita and was therefore a nevela. We do not say that. And they're allowed to be eaten with unwashed hands, which are tameh, because they were not prepared for tumah. They weren't primed to become tameh by getting wet with blood, and therefore they're not going to become tameh by being eaten with wet with tameh hands. Hachamim made a decree that a person's hands are tameh at a level of sheni la tumah. That means that they could transmit tum'ah to sacred food like terumah and the korbanot, but not to ordinary food. But to make sure that this didn't happen, that sacred food didn't become tameh, Hachamim said that there's a requirement to wash nitilat yadayim from a utensil onto a person's hands before he eats these foods. When an animal is slaughtered, blood usually comes out of the neck and it touches the outside of the animal. So the animal would be primed for tum'ah. It's susceptible to becoming tameh. If an animal is sacred, a person's obligated to wash his hands before he eats it. The Mishnah here is telling us that if no blood comes out of the animal when it was slaughtered, it's not primed for tum'ah. Therefore, you're allowed to eat the meat even before washing hands. This is true only if the meat, of course, didn't come in contact with other liquids. Hachamim required the person to wash his hands only before eating sacred foods like terumah and korbanot. So our Mishnah, of course, cannot be talking about terumah and korbanot, because then a person would have to wash his hands no matter what the situation is. So what we're talking about here is somebody who accepted upon himself a higher level of purity because he's often around terumah or korbanot. And therefore he said any time a food is primed for tum'ah, even if it's not terumot tum'ah asrot, that he's going to eat it only with washed hands. So here in this Mishnah, the person is eating a animal that's not a korban, that no blood came out of. He's allowed to eat it, even though he accepted upon himself to not eat foods that were primed, that were in contact with liquid. Here, since the blood never went onto the animal, this individual is allowed to eat it. Rabbi Shimon omer, hochshuru b'shechita, says Rabbi Shimon, even if there was no blood, the animal is primed for tum'ah through the act of shechita itself. Before shechita happens, you're not allowed to eat the animal because of the prohibition against eved minahai. You're not allowed to eat the limb of a living animal. So therefore, shechita makes the animal permissible for eating. And Rabbi Shimon says that since shechita makes the animal a food that's fit to be eaten, shechita also makes it a food that is fit to receive tum'ah. So therefore, a person is forbidden to eat it with unwashed hands because he will therefore make it tameh.